Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the chaotic and often disastrous rush by major companies to replace human workers with AI.
I'm excited to discuss this. It seems like every company is talking about AI, but what's actually happening on the ground?
Well, the reality is stunning. Analysts are saying the pace of automation is accelerating faster than anyone expected. But an MIT report found that only 5 to 7% of AI projects are generating any significant value.
Wait, 5 to 7%? So you're telling me that 93 to 95% of these massive, expensive AI projects are basically failing?
Exactly. And it gets worse. A survey by Orview found that 55% of businesses that replaced employees with AI now regret it. More than half are admitting they made a huge mistake.
That is an incredible number. So what does this failure look like in the real world? Any specific examples?
Oh, the examples are almost comical. Take McDonald's drive-thrus. Customers were getting bacon mistakenly added to their ice cream. One person's order somehow ballooned into hundreds of dollars worth of chicken nuggets because of an AI glitch.
Bacon on ice cream? No wonder they scrapped the whole system. It sounds completely unreliable.
Completely. And Taco Bell's CTO admitted their AI sometimes lets me down. That kind of uncertainty is exactly the problem.
I can't imagine running a business on sometimes, but surely some companies went all in and it worked out.
Well, let's talk about Klarna, the buy now, pay later company. Their CEO boldly slashed their workforce from 5,000 to just 2,000. Claiming AI would do the work.
Wow, that's a huge cut. How did that go for them?
Disastrously. Problem resolution times shot up by 27%. Unsatisfactory customer interactions grew by 35% in just the first 3 months. The CEO had to completely reverse course, saying, "Quality human support is the way of the future for us."
So he went from A, I will replace half my workforce, to we need humans in just a couple of years. That's quite a turnaround. You know, I don't think it's fair to just blame the CEOs entirely. They are under immense pressure.
That's a great point, and it leads directly to the core driver behind this rush, Wall Street pressure. According to Goldman Sachs, by mid-2025, nearly 60% of S&P 500 companies were mentioning AI in their earnings calls.
60%? So just talking about it makes you look good to investors.
Precisely. It's fueling something analysts call AI washing. Companies exaggerate their AI use to attract investors and get a short-term stock bump, even if they have no measurable results to show for it.
So it's a hype cycle. Announce AI, maybe some layoffs for efficiency, stock goes up, and then you deal with the bacon on ice cream problems later.
That's the feedback loop, and it has a real human cost. A Microsoft survey found over half of workers worry AI will make them look replaceable. It's creating what Business Insider calls office paranoia.
I can only imagine. It must be terrifying to see your job being handed over to a system that, can't tell a biscuit from a soda.
And it's not just a feeling. The data shows employment for young workers in AI-exposed sectors dropped by 6%. Entry-level jobs in software and customer service, a staggering 20% decline.
That's a huge hit to the next generation of the workforce. And what about the cost? This stuff can't be cheap.
The cost is astronomical. An NVIDIA H100 GPU, the chip that powers this AI, costs up to $40,000. Meta has 600,000 of them.
600,000? The math on that is just mind-boggling. We're talking billions upon billions of dollars.
Billions. Morgan Stanley estimates $3 trillion in data center investment over the next 3 years. And look at OpenAI. Their operating costs are around $28 billion a year, with revenues projected at only $13 billion. That is not sustainable.
It's a massive gamble. It reminds me of that story about Tesla years ago.
Yes, a perfect early warning. Back in 2017, Elon Musk tried to build a fully automated factory for the Model 3, but the robots kept breaking down. He later tweeted, Humans are underrated. They only recovered after bringing people back onto the factory floor.
So, with all these failures and costs, is AI just a bust, or are some companies actually getting it right?
Some are, and there's a key difference. The successes are in augmentation, not blind replacement. Companies that buy specialized tools from vendors succeed 67% of the time, while building it in-house only works about a third of the time.
So, it's about using AI as a tool to help humans, not to fire them.
Exactly. Look at Unity. They used AI to handle routine customer support tickets. It saved them over $1 million a year and freed up human agents to focus on complex problems. Crucially, no roles were eliminated.
That sounds like a win-win. Efficiency goes up, and job satisfaction probably does too.
It did. Another great example is Hiscox, the insurance firm. They used Microsoft's Copilot to streamline claims processing. It cut the handling time from an hour down to just 10 minutes. Again, it augmented the human handlers, improving speed and accuracy.
So the takeaway here seems to be that the 95% failure rate isn't a technology problem. It's an implementation problem.
That's the absolute heart of it. Companies are rushing in, driven by investor hype without proper planning or training. They treat AI like a magic plug-and-play solution, but it requires careful, strategic integration.
So the dark side isn't the AI itself, but the desperate rush to cut costs without doing the necessary groundwork.
Couldn't have said it better. AI will replace jobs. That seems inevitable. But success and real value comes from proper, deliberate implementation, not from blind, panicked automation. It's about being smart, not just fast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.